This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, 6, 7, 8. I have a 9. Let's do an auction here, Jennifer. You ready? Give me 8.
Ready.
No, that sounds like football. All right, so, actually, back it up a little. 7 after the hour. Thursday, the 21st of May. How do you do? It's the yes, it is. It's that and the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. When you think new thoughts, you entertain new ideas, new mental choices, if you will, new goals sometimes. So the old thoughts leave and the new ones come in. And we do that sort of in every direction here, to the farthest corners of our experience and your experience. And sort of, as we've noticed in the last few months, new thoughts carry a life of their own. Sort of the ripples created when a pebble is tossed into a pond. There's a lot of rippling going on. You see the story about the Michigan Dam, and or the two of them, actually. And now they've been breached. So what we were talking about yesterday took place, in fact, 9 feet of water in downtown Midland. Imagine, how would you wake up to that? 9 feet of water. Worse than a hurricane. Worse than a tornado. Worse than anything. And you know what it underscores?
Are crazy.
Yeah. You know what it underscores, I think, the continuing discussion of weak infrastructure. And how things that have been built 40 years, 50 years, 60 years ago are not holding up as well as, let's say, the stuff that was built 100 years ago, like the Hoover Dam was built 100 and some years ago, and it's still, I think it was a WPA project, so about 100 years ago, and it's still functioning. So the newer in the stuff that we're, you know, having to deal with, the closer to today it was built, the weaker it is. And one wonders about that. I look at the roads all the time. I was on the road last night.
Well, the roads are designed to last 20 years, and that's about it.
Yeah, and some of them don't even last that long. So that's as we scrutinize where we're spending our money, we ought to be able to somehow have some input with the decision makers as not only how we're spending our money, but what the quality is of the work that's being done. I think we want good quality for our dollar. And that
the silly thing is that it's one thing that I think Republicans and Democrats agree on is that infrastructure is really important. It needs to be done as an agenda item for both parties. And there's an opportunity here, and the president's talked about it, for another round of stimulus. Instead of just handing out money and printing money and, you know, putting on the printing
press. Wherever it's coming from.
Yeah, turning on the printer and starting to jam out some more cash, to put together an infrastructure bill that would put people back to work. It would be a lot of money, of course, but at least we'd be getting something in return for that money. And I think now is a great time, as we're trying to recover from coronavirus and get the economy back up and running again, to stimulate it in that way, because you'd be creating jobs for people who may not have a place to go after this is all over.
Well, that's the pattern that took place in 1929. We had the Dust Bowls created, and it was Mother Nature in combo with the first depression after the Industrial Revolution, after the First World War. We certainly went into the tank, and the WPA was formed. It was one of the better, smarter things that was done by the government to do just that. And we certainly are in a position that's pretty close to the Depression of 1929, 1930, 1931, where we could be doing that. And they did the same thing then, Jennifer. They just printed money. There was no money. There really wasn't any money. It was paying taxes. Nobody had any money. And so they just printed it and or whatever. They don't really print it, but, you know, I mean, they just write.
I visualize a laser jet printer from Hewlett-Packard.
Yes.
And they just cranks it up and they just start printing cash.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other things happening this morning, people are talking about that shooting. I think you have some details on that.
Yeah, this happened overnight. There's a suspect in custody and three people who were shot on Wednesday night at the Westgate Entertainment District in Glendale, Arizona. I spend a lot of time in Glendale, Arizona. That's where a lot of the spring training facilities are. The Dodgers have their complex in Glendale. One victim is listed in critical condition. Two others had non-life-threatening injuries, according to Glendale police. They said the shooting was over by the time that the officers arrived, but that police challenged the suspect and were able to take that person into custody. We still don't know exactly who the shooter is, but Westgate said that they were troubled by the incident and that their thoughts and prayers went out to the victims, that they're going to work with the Glendale police and in-house security to figure out exactly what was going on. This shopping complex is about 15 miles from Phoenix, and they had a shelter-in-place order there for a while. So I guess as they kind of process things through this morning, we'll try to figure out exactly what the motivation was and what went down as they start to review security footage.
So
one of the state senators, by the way, from Arizona was there, and Martin Quezada said that he witnessed the shooting, and he said that it was a lot of shaken up people because, of course, these people are just getting back, right? After being closed down, Arizona is actually starting to reopen again, and people are starting to get out slowly, and then this is one of the first things that they encounter in their outings.
Yeah. The stay-in-place orders have become, especially as more and more people, we're going into Memorial Day. So the beaches are going to be very interesting to see what the crowds are like on beaches elsewhere than in Florida and California, Jennifer. Here in New England, the Maine beaches are open, the Massachusetts beaches, or wherever there's a beach down in Connecticut along the coastline, people want to go. And usually Memorial Day weekend is traditionally the weekend that people, they just, okay, we're going out. It starts today. And, you know, you have a 3-month period between now and Labor Day when people want to be outside and having fun. Not so fast with some people in some states. Some state governments are saying, no, it's not, we're not ready for that. And so I guess when I saw the story about Ben Roethlisberger, is that how you pronounce his name? Football player? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he lives in Pennsylvania, and he went sort of against the rules and got a haircut. And that annoyed everybody. And so I'm thinking, okay, so the magic of getting a haircut yesterday versus waiting until next Monday to do it. I've already made an appointment to get my haircut. It's never been as long as it is.
Where did you go? How is the barber open?
I'm not sure about that.
I think it's less on him and more on did the business defy the state's order?
The safety, the Pennsylvania coronavirus safety protocols prohibit barbers from opening, and that's in Allegheny County where he got his hair cut. And then the governor said he wasn't happy, and he said, I don't care who you are, you shouldn't flaunt the rules. But now, so I go back to the question about whether this is something, what the magic is of today or yesterday.
I don't think it's about magic, though. I think it's just about orderly reopening, you know? And it's like, yeah, there's obviously, logically, we all can say there's no difference between today and next Monday. But I think if you don't follow the protocol, if you don't follow the plan, then it just turns into chaos. It's the same thing here in New Jersey. Salons are not open yet. They're trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Is he privileged because he plays for the Steelers? Is that
probably.
I don't think it's about... Yeah, I don't think it's about privilege. I think a lot of people are just tired. They're tired of having people tell them what can open or not. I know in California, salons aren't supposed to open, but yet you have people who are just opening because they can't afford to stay out of business anymore, and so people are going to see them. Now, Roethlisberger probably just posted it on Instagram, so it got a lot of attention, but this isn't unique. I mean, and it's not unique to NFL stars. These are people are doing this all across the country now because they're tired. They're tired of being told they can't get a haircut, and they're tired of being told they can't work.
Yeah, but I'd be curious to see if the barber would open for a regular Joe or if it was just the fact that it's Ben Roethlisberger. You know, but in New York, there are all these stories and these stupid people are posting about it on Instagram and Twitter. All these, you know, these ridiculous stories that New York Post is posting on their site about, you know, all these housewives on the Upper East Side who are paying stylists like $250 to just come over to their apartment and give them a blowout.
A blow. Uh-huh.
It's a blowout, but it's
I guess where I'm at right now, and I think we're all at different places for whatever personal reasons, but the thing is that we've been given a lot of information. A lot of that information has changed. Now, probably the latest is what we talked about yesterday, that surfaces are much less likely to give you coronavirus than we originally thought, right? So a lot of the information is changing. If we open things, that doesn't mean people are going to be forced into going to these places. If barbershops are open, that doesn't mean any of us have to go to them if we don't want to. But we have a choice. If we decide that we want to take the information we've been given and go to a barbershop, we can do that. I don't understand why we can't be entrusted to make good, smart decisions for ourselves.
I think the reason that I don't know if it's about being entrusted, but, you know, I was reading a store in an IKEA store in Italy reopened. The first day that they reopened, they had 15,000 people in Italy, which we know was a huge hotspot, and now they have to shut the store back down again because that's like three times the amount of normal foot traffic, and the workers at IKEA were concerned. They want to go on strike because they weren't able to keep everyone to socially distance because everyone freaked out and went to IKEA. So I think that's part of the problem.
There's a couple
people are not using common sense.
IKEA could put people in line, number one, like stores are doing in our country. That could be number one to limit the amount of the influx of people.
Yeah, but I don't know exactly what they were doing, but it ended up being so many more people that showed up.
If those workers don't feel safe, then they shouldn't go to work. And I don't know. I just, to me, 15,000 people in IKEA, who cares?
They lose their jobs.
I'm not going to IKEA. I never go to IKEA because it's too many people. I never go under normal circumstances.
It is just a matter of there's a personal pride, there's a personal desire, there's a personal decision that needs to be made. We're letting too much of this, whether good or bad, in the public interest or not, too much control in the hands of too few people.
And people are putting their thumb on the scale. You know, why can I wait in line at a weed shop or at Home Depot, but I can't wait in line to get communion at church? I mean, if it's a line, it's a line. I don't understand that.
Well, there's a lot of, you know, I've said this before. California is a great example of it, but you can look around the country at this next generation of leaders, and they're pretty naive. They're unschooled. They've made themselves professional politicians. They don't have real life experiences. They understand decree and domination, and that's kind of what comes out of this. Are all of the ideas that are going to come from people that smart? Maybe. If you look around, we get a couple of examples in the next half hour of some silly things that are planned for this weekend that may tax the credibility factor. So we'll talk about that as we move ahead here on the DJV program, suggesting that it's time for you to really get the best rest of your life. Very important. And so MyPillow has come out with another BOGO sale pretty much on everything that's in their catalog at MyPillow.com. I've been talking about this for a couple of weeks. We went in and out of this because of what was actually going on at MyPillow. Remember, they put over their production to make masks for hospitals, and now that we seem to have enough masks, they're going back to producing their pillows. The resume of things on the Radio Listener Special page is really pretty amazing, and the BOGO sale applies to all of those things, every single one of them there. The MyPillow pillows and the MyPillow towels and the MyPillow sheets and the MyPillow duvet covers and the MyPillow pillow. It's fabulous. So if you're in need of having some pillows, now is the time to get them, especially the kind that keep you safe and healthy. That's the kind you can wash and dry. So neck pillows also in on all of this, the roll and go pillow, you name it. They've got them on sale. Buy one, get one free. Upgrade your sheets and pillows. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV when you check out. That's the promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com.
Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Audio, audio, wherefore art thou? Thou art here on the DJV program, and the audio at the moment is a portion of our hourly focus on music. In this portion of each hour, it's 23 and change after, on the Thursday, May 21st program. This is Sia, and she's released Together, which is what you're listening to here. First single from our upcoming joint album and motion picture. So The picture called Music, is that it? Most pictures?
Yep, the album and the film are both called Music.
Music, okay. She wrote and directed the film, which has some interesting stars in it. Kate Hudson's in it, Leslie Odom Jr., Maddie Ziegler, and apparently she wrote 10 original songs for the soundtrack for the movie. Together is coming to you with a music video starring the three principal cast members, along with a troupe of dancing children, all wearing outfits themed after clouds and rainbows.
It's a really cute video. I saw it yesterday.
Movie.
It's adorable.
Yeah. It's based on a short story that Sia wrote back in 2007. Music follows somebody named Zoo, who's played by Kate Hudson, a newly sober woman figuring out her place in the world when she learns that she's to become the sole guardian of her half-sister, Music, who's played by Maddie Ziegler, a young girl on the autism spectrum. Music's release date has not yet been announced. The film explores two of Sia's favorite themes, finding your voice and what it means to create family. Earlier in the week, Sia went public with the news that she had adopted two 18-year-old boys last year who'd been in and out of foster care. Wow.
Yeah, they aged out of the foster system, and they were just going to be basically dumped onto the street, which is something that no one talks about.
Yeah.
And that happens all the time. I have one of my friends grew up in a family where her parents fostered a lot of kids. They had their own kids, and they also fostered. And so many of them, you know, they paid for them to go to private school, and then at 18, there's just nothing. They get dumped into the world. And so her family ended up adopting, they would graduate from high school, and then her family adopted a bunch of kids at the age of 18, because they're homeless. The foster system does absolutely nothing after you're 18.
How old is Sia?
I don't know. hard to study something.
She's just hair.
Yeah, you can't tell because she usually wears a wig covering her face. I think
she could be 80. We have no idea.
That's true. We have no idea. If I had to guess, I'm going to split the difference and say 40, maybe.
Is she okay? All right. Interesting idea. And the idea, what's in her background that she would write a story like this?
She is newly sober. Well, she is sober, so this is a very, comes right out of her personal story. Okay. I don't know about the half-sister angle, but that is kind of interesting.
Yeah. All right. Next up, well, Sia still stays in our focus. She and Lauren, Elena, Darius Rucker, JoJo, and Morstar joining Musicians on Call and Hyundai Hope on Wheels. Series called Hearing Through Music, or sorry, not hearing, Healing Through Music, and that surprises hospital patients and caregivers with a performance. This whole thing started yesterday. Musicians on Call works to uplift those people who are bedridden in hospitals with music. Hyundai Hope on Wheels remains committed to finding a cure for cancer in children. The two nonprofits join forces for the next 4 weeks to bring patients in a virtual way closer to their favorite artists and hundreds of hospital staffers in one room for a special tribute show. Healing Through Music uses the technology behind virtual bedside performance programs to connect musicians to those in the hospital through the facility's closed-circuit TV sets and in-home services for easy access as well. Audiences at home can also watch the performances, which will air on music on, what's it called, Music on Wheels. No, Music on, what's it called, Music on Call, yes. And Hyundai
Musicians
Hope on Wheels.
Call, yeah.
That too. Social media accounts are going to have this thing every weekday at 7 Eastern Time to align with hospital shift changes and people's daily expression of gratitude for the folks in the healthcare business who have quite... They've served most of them quite spectacularly. So you read stories all the time about some of these people, mothers, fathers who are working around the clock in some circumstances to help people that are in need. So, yeah, good attention. Appropriate. 28 after the hour. Thank you for that. It's the DJV program.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLSconsumeraccess.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Catastrophic flooding sweeps through Midland County, Michigan, where the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, is now asking President Trump for a federal emergency declaration to help the state's response. That area deluged by 6 to 8 inches of rain over 48 hours, causing two dams to fail.
It's going to have a major impact on this community and on our state for the time to come.
President Trump will be in Michigan today to tour a Ford factory that has been making respirators to help with the COVID-19 response efforts. No word on whether the Democratic Governor Whitmer, who's been a big critic of the president, will be on hand for that visit. The NCAA is clearing three college sports to resume activities soon. The Division I Council saying football and men's and women's basketball teams can start working out on campus beginning the 1st of June. This is USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Republican U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is not very pleased that Planned Parenthood is receiving personal protective equipment from the federal government. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is demanding that Planned Parenthood return $80 million they took from the Paycheck Protection Program meant to help small businesses.
And we learned yesterday that the nation's largest abortion provider, Planned Parenthood, abused this emergency process and grabbed tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money for which they were completely, completely ineligible.
The Paycheck Protection Program specifically prohibits large affiliated organizations with more than 500 employees. Planned Parenthood is said to have over 600 employees.
The CDC releasing new information on COVID-19, saying it does not apparently spread easily when people touch contaminated surfaces or objects, though it says it doesn't mean to stop washing hands and disinfecting things. It can still transmit that way, but updated guidelines suggest that's not the main way to catch it. It's really person-to-person contact. And singer Neil Young is still performing during this coronavirus lockdown, only his audience is a lot different. He's been doing virtual concerts on his website in a series called Fireside Sessions. He performed outdoors last night in what he called his Barnyard Edition. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Four at the hour on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan lined up here with infrastructure news, information, and conversation about what's going on, and the opportunity for the girls to try to make me look silly. That's something.
Oh, we don't need to try. We just observe and report.
So the decision has been made to discuss traveling. And what's going on in the airport,
that sort of thing.
Travel news. So I said something about the, if you haven't heard, the Titanic's telegraph machine is going to be retrieved. So, because there was some connection.
You wanted to label this as travel news, and Jen's like, Doug, I don't think anyone's traveling on the Titanic anymore. And then behind the scenes, we started
don't
making
know
jokes
if you saw
about
the newspaper headlines.
Yeah, we're waiting for you know, Mr. Astor to arrive. He's late for the board meeting and wondering where everyone is.
Yes, went down with a ship, as it were. So this is a Marconi wireless telegraph machine. It's next to the Grand Staircase, as you all remember from the movie.
Yes, we all remember. It's next to the buffet.
That's it.
You know, this makes you sound like you traveled on the Titanic.
Really?
How cold was the water?
It was cold. It was very cold.
Did Rose let you up on her piece of wood?
I was just going to say that.
Fortunately, I was one of the 700 people who survived.
She shared the door with Doug and not Leo.
Not a Jack.
Anyway, though, if you did see the movie, which was not a documentary, but if you saw the movie, it was not Doug's home movies. It wasn't your home movies. It was the actual movie that James Cameron did. Then, of course, you remember, I think they had either they made a replica machine of the Marconi telegraph machine, or they actually found one. But it was a very memorable scene. And the reason that they want to dig this up is because it's actually the machine that the crew members were sending all the distress calls on, and they literally were doing it until the water just flooded them and they couldn't do it anymore, which is horribly tragic. The whole thing is just kind of eerie still. I get the creeps when I watch that movie. It's a great movie, but still, it's horrible. So now there's a maritime judge in Virginia, a federal judge, who has actually ruled that the retrieval of this telegraph machine can go ahead, and it's a big win for the salvage company, which is called RMS Titanic, Inc. They want to display the radio with stories of the men who tapped out the distress calls to nearby ships until, like I said, until they couldn't do it anymore. And it's expected that the attempted retrieval will be carried out by unmanned submersibles, and it's 2.5 miles deep in the ocean. And it is believed to be, like you said, next to the Grand Staircase. And so this judge
I remember it well.
Yes. And beautiful staircase. The gold leaf was fabulous.
Lovely. Yep.
And so the judge has agreed that they can go along with it. The only problem is NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, they've been against touching the Titanic at all because they say that the telegraph is likely surrounded by the remains of the 1,500 people who sunk with the Titanic and that it should be left alone.
Some of your friends that didn't make it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah.
They're still in their Sunday best.
It's so silly. No, but it's so silly. They're not, those people don't exist anymore. Their spirit, if you will, whatever it is, their soul, which survived and moved on into whatever the next routine is, there's just bones.
Yeah, so but are there even bones anymore?
Nah, they've all been eaten up by
it's fish food,
whatever's
right?
down there. Yeah, exactly.
Because the ocean is, I mean,
why would this Noah taken a, why would they take a position on this? Anyway, why would they spend so much energy and be this upset about this? And what the hell difference does it make?
When you they represent the public's interest.
The public
I don't know
is
who's around.
Seeing, yeah,
I feel
right,
like the public
exactly.
wants to see anything that they can
right.
after that movie.
Yeah,
I don't know. But who knows? It's going to, this has been going on since literally the year 2000, which I think is probably around the time when the movie came out, right? Which all the renewed
right.
interest in Titanic happened.
Yeah.
But, so I think if they can restore, well, I don't, what condition would the Marconi telegraph machine even be in?
At
who
this
knows,
point,
right?
after all this time now, it's like it's a rust bucket.
Yeah.
You can find it. Whatever. They go to the place where it was located. The ship is split in half. It's kind of brent, you know, it broke in half when it landed.
You were
on the
good
floor.
Half, I guess. That...
I was on the good half, yes.
You made it out.
I did. I made it out. Yeah. And so it becomes silly. These sorts of things become plain silly. I mean, it is... when you think about it, the anniversary, 100th year of the radio that we're on, which came about after the Marconi wireless telegraph was developed, it came from some of the same, you know, the idea of doing it with a voice instead of with a tap, tap, tap.
How did you listen to radio back then?
Okay, enough. Let's keep going. Speaking of other travel news...
Another travel news. Right?
My horse broke his leg. Yeah.
What are you drinking today? There's a new bill that requires the airlines, if they're going to survive, to offer full refunds. So this is going to now. There's a if you understand how it works. If you concerts and stuff, if they cancel it, then you get your refund. So now the airlines have a policy: if you cancel a flight, you just keep the value of the ticket and apply it to another ticket. So let's say you got a ticket. I got a couple of them worth $300-$400.
I have two that happened in this
right.
whole thing. But here's the thing. And I tried to fight this. And I went through my credit card. I went through American Express. I went through Expedia. I went through the airline. Nothing. They won't even budge. No. We're just going to give you a credit, and that's it. But here's the thing. Like, Where could I go? My one ticket was to D.C., and that was the first weekend in April. Well, from March 16th on, I was in New Jersey and New York. We were under stay-at-home orders, so I couldn't go anywhere. And then the second ticket was for the first weekend in May, and that was to Toronto, and the border's been shut down for 2 months. How could I have taken either of these trips? And they're blaming it on me that I canceled.
If, in fact, well, because the airlines have no PR sense at all. It's like dictatorships, and dealing with them, you know, they can do all the nicey-nicey with all these videos. Oh, it's the president of the airline, and he's going to say how safe and wonderful our planes are. Get lost. You know, they don't give
your
a damn about anything.
Family to us at United. Except,
oh, yeah, right, exactly. So if I'm taking care of my family like this, my family's out on the street.
Well, you're
anyway,
the poor part of the family.
Yeah, right.
That won't be able to get a refund.
So the airlines have gotten individually each about $50, $55 billion under this thing to keep themselves rolling. I don't know if people stay away as they seem to, at least at this point, be staying away. I told you the story there. Normally, last year at this time, there were five flights a day in each direction between Boston and Los Angeles on American, and there were two on Delta, United, Virgin, and JetBlue. There is not one, not a one direct flight between Boston and Los Angeles at the moment. So that tells you that they for a while they kept, and the government says, and people are protesting this, because the government says if you want our bailout money, you got to keep at least one flight a day on every route that you run. So they're now Americans saying, well, we run to Los Angeles, but you got to go through Chicago or Dallas or Philadelphia or Charlotte. Yeah, that's very convenient. So that's another thing that people should be wondering about or checking into, or somebody in the government needs to. Anyway, a lot of money for the airlines. We need to have the airlines for sure. And one wonders if there isn't another merger. Can you imagine? I don't know who can merge with whom.
You know what makes me sad? When growing up, my family, we always flew on Continental, and I always loved that airline. And then stupid, crappy United took over, and it's been terrible ever since.
Well, because the leadership, what happens in these circumstances? Continental was a regional airline based in Denver when it first got started. And then they bought People's Express, which was also, remember that in Newark? Are you young enough? No, you probably aren't.
No,
remember,
I don't know what that is.
You don't remember People's Express. Okay, People's Express
was that after the Titanic or before?
It was a budget airline that pretty much flew around the East Coast and had some European destinations. And it was the first of the discount airlines. And so Continental bought People's Express, didn't understand how to run it. So they ended up ruining the concept of People Express. They still survived, and they got out of it. They got the Newark hub, and then they expanded to a few other places, and then they got into trouble when all the airlines got into trouble. Most all the airlines have gone bankrupt, and Continental was purchased by United. During that last round of mergers. But Continental was a good airline. They were one of the conceptually the first ones who really used wide-body jets a lot domestically. And it was so much more comfortable, and it was just and their service was good. It was kind of a cool airline. You're right about that.
I don't know how, when they merged, how the crappier airline ended up winning.
Because the crappier airline had more money because they offer crappy services.
Because they've extorted people like me.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Yeah. That's about right. All right, Jen, Las Vegas is installing PPE vending machines. Personal protective equipment, is that a requirement?
Think it's something that's going to be there. I think masks will certainly be part of the equation in certain areas of the hotel. I don't know how in the world we're going to see Las Vegas get back to what it used to be because they're going to be practicing social distancing. The hotels are only going to be at 20% capacity. I think it's going to be tough to imagine what it's going to look like.
Yeah, tough stuff. All right, speaking of that, in sports news, the passing of a wrestler that a lot of people knew, Shad Gaspard, is that how you pronounce his name?
Yes, I think so. I didn't know him, actually, but he seemed to be very popular with a lot of the wrestlers. He wrestled for WWE for, I think, just a short time, lived in Venice Beach, worked out with a lot of the wrestlers when they would come through town. And I guess he was, it was weird, on Monday morning, I was listening to the news on the radio before I was driving, as I was driving into work, and they were talking about this person who had disappeared in a riptide, and that they were putting a, their search crew was in place, and they were looking for this person. Well, it turns out it was this man, and he was out there. I guess he's got a kid who's 11, a young child.
He's
and
only 39.
Yeah, he was a young guy himself, a strong guy, but it just shows the power of Mother Nature. He got caught in a riptide, he got swept out, and the body yesterday was recovered after a couple of days of looking for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A 10-year-old son was with him. They were caught up also.
Yeah.
He saved his kid.
Yeah,
it's, you know, riptides, it happened every day, and I grew up at the Jersey Shore, and we're on the beach here again, and every day in the summertime, you see lifeguards pulling people out of rips, and they're not hard to get out of, but people panic, and they take you straight out, and all you need to do is swim parallel to shore, and you're going to get out of it, but people just don't understand the ocean, and every single day, there's somebody getting pulled out. Wherever you are, and the Pacific Ocean has some pretty strong currents too.
Yeah,
it's much worse.
The water's
than the
colder. Yeah, it's really not. I was caught in a riptide off of Riviera Beach, and when I was working down there, when I was doing mornings in the 80s, I had when I was swimming, and I'm a pretty decent swimmer. There was a bar, sandbar out, I don't know, 400 yards or something, and all of a sudden, I was on the bar, and then this huge wave came in, and I got sucked in and under back towards shore, but I was able to, it scared the pants off of me.
Yeah.
It really was scary. Today is National Waitstaff Day. Thinking about all the people who serve you food and drinks, where would that be? Well, maybe the people who put the stuff together and bring it out to your car or bring it to the window. But there are waiters at the sandwich spot, maybe, the bartender who serves you your cocktails. Anyway, National Waitstaff Day, appropriate. We turn the tables around and serve those people instead of them serving us. Where is that going to take place, though? Are there special venues for this happening, or is it just
no,
a suggestion?
No, it serves appreciation. You don't actually serve them.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it's about serving up appreciation.
It's about appreciation, yes, okay.
Yes.
All right, Jennifer, what's on television tonight? It looks like it's exciting. Thursday Night Fair.
The Red Nose Day special is tonight. That's where celebrities and comedians, musical acts, they all come together to inspire and to raise funds for kids around the world affected by COVID-19. That's on NBC tonight at 9 o'clock. Also, before that on NBC, it's Celebrity Escape Room, where Jack Black is hosting Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Adam Scott, and Ben Stiller. They'll solve puzzles and find clues and make it through a maze of rooms. That's on NBC tonight at 8 o'clock. On ABC, you've got To Tell the Truth with Deion Sanders, Joel McHale, and Jillian Jacobs. Top Chef is new tonight on Bravo at 10 o'clock. And let's see, on Fox, you've got Celebrity Watch Party. That's at 8. And Man with a Plan on CBS at 8:30.
How about them apples? Here's something else you can, here's something you can plan on. The people who are underscoring, there are a lot of people who have gotten on the weight loss program from Calitrin at toploss.com, and the reason they're on it is because it works. You can now get involved using the DJV code. You don't have to pay for shipping to your home, and you can get an unlimited quantity. Like, you buy three, get three free. You buy the packages of three, so you can buy three or six or nine and get the duplicate number. But save on that, save your life, more importantly, get rid of the excess weight. Lots of science, and man, the success rate is fabulous. So check it out, toploss.com, code DJV for savings on the number one healthy weight loss program in the world. All natural.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is
Really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Three past the hour. Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. Victoria, is this true? I got a note yesterday that starting this weekend, Facebook is going to charge you if you don't have 10 contacts. And so I'm trying to figure this out.
Wait, what?
Whether this is a scam. I don't know. I didn't go to some place to figure out whether it was a scam. But what I got in an email was a notice that Facebook is now going to cost you 1/10 of a penny per message if you don't at least have 10 people who are friends with you. You heard that?
I have not heard anything about that. That doesn't sound real.
Well, there's the woman who sent it to me sent me a text yesterday, somebody that I know who's pretty credible. So I asked her where she got the information. I didn't hear back from her. But I just like to sort of maybe check that out.
So she emailed you or texted you?
She texted me that.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know. That sounds very bizarre. I'll look at it. I'll look into it. But how would they charge you? Facebook doesn't have any credit card information. They don't collect. So how could they possibly charge you? I don't know. That sounds very weird. I would say stay away from any of that. Stay away from the light until I can figure that one out for you.
All right. Meanwhile, the College Board has made a mess, apparently, out of those exams that we've been talking about off and on here. What's happened?
Man, high school seniors are across the country are running into major snafus with their advanced placement exams. The final exams have been taken over the last few weeks. The problem, though, is that the College Board, the organization that takes in the advanced placement final exams, they have not been able to process anyone using an iPhone or certain Androids, the newer Androids. So what happens is the kids do the test, they handwrite everything, and then you're supposed to take a picture of your handwritten test and send it into the College Board. But unless you have it as a JPEG or a JPG or a PNG format of the picture, those are the only formats that the College Board's website can accept. So essentially, these kids are going all through these exams, which is a lengthy exam, not as long as the SAT, but it's a lengthy exam, and this is advanced placement. These are really difficult classes. This also gives you college credit as a senior in high school. So these are very important exams. This can alter kids' futures indefinitely.
Oh, yeah.
And so the kids are doing the tests. They're taking the picture on their Samsung, on their newer Android or on their iPhone. And after all, the whole process, the website kicks it back and gives them a failing grade. And there's nothing that they can do about it. They have to retake the test. They have to wait 3 weeks and retake the test. So now there are 23,000 people have signed a petition to get the College Board to do something about this. The College Board is essentially saying that the new test takers who had issues can email in their results rather than taking a picture and submitting it. But that doesn't help any of the kids who have already taken the test and have given failing grades. So this is, I have friends who are teachers and their students are just literally freaking out about this because they're studying. This is a very difficult test. They're studying for a long time and they're hoping to get college credit and it's getting kicked back. And now all these kids have to wait until June to take the next, to retake their test. And a lot of kids are saying that they either are already going to have summer jobs. There are a slew of these kids who are already going to be in the military. They're going to be doing something in the summer. You know, it's a serious inconvenience. Plus, the kids have to have the anxiety of restudying for a test that they already took. So, and it's going to be a slightly different test, so they have to study for it again. They can't just go on memory. So it's a total disaster, and this is something that the College Board was not prepared for at all. But all of these kids, these high school seniors, are submitting from home. So it's really sad. There are some kids who have been working really, really hard, and as you can imagine, the anxiety is really high. They're already stressed out working from home and studying from home, so it's been a disaster.
All right, next up here, how should one consume Clone Wars and Rebels?
The Geek Out.
A common question is about digging further into Star Wars, specifically the two animated series, The Clone Wars and Rebels. Now, because of the success of The Mandalorian, interest in these two series has peaked, mostly because so much of the backstory of that is told in these cartoons, and in fact, Season 2 of The Mandalorian will feature a main character from these cartoons and will be played by Rosario Dawson. Now, to get you up to speed, you don't have to watch all 200-plus episodes between the two, but there is a fantastic essentials guide I found on YouTube called Kunin's Code, and there are two videos explaining in great detail which episodes you do want to watch. And we've tweeted a link to it at The Geek Out.
Dell has tech solutions, whether it's working from home, streaming, or gaming. Check out XPS and Alienware laptops that are redefining what's possible with 10th Gen Intel Core processors and other top brand electronics. Call 800-BUY-DELL.
All right, so what about the Facebook email that I was just talking about?
It's a hoax. If you get this email, it's essentially the equivalent of a chain email. It's a total hoax. Don't pay any attention to it. Your friend's phone either got hacked or she...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.